With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore. Great to be talking once again with the Winthrop High School hockey coach, NHL agent Dale Dunbar. And Coach Dunbar, first of all, congratulations on a big win last night against Medford. Maybe you could tell me a little bit about that game, because the last time we talked about defense and then getting your offense together here. 4-0 win. Looks like you have everything working.
Yeah, we played well. I mean, we came out of the gate fast, which is one of our our keys to the game. Start the game on time. Don't wait. Especially at home, you got to dictate the pace right away. And we came out. We popped into rather early. And then sustained it right through the game. Really, I mean, we scored. I think we scored one in the second, and then an empty net in the third. So, it was a tough game. Anytime you play, the city kids, it's a different brand of hockey. It was a tough. It got a little chippy, but both teams. It was a good hockey game. I mean, we started our sophomore goaltender for his first career start ever, Mike Donahue. He started off, a little nervous, but boy, did he got right into gear. He made some huge saves, and really nice to see. So anytime you have two goaltenders that can go, you feel pretty good about it.
How were the goals scored, Dale? What were they like? Because when we talked last week, you were talking about getting your kids to put the puck on that and go after it and so on. And you said you had a fast start. I like the way you say, let's get the game. We want to start the game. But what were the first two goals, especially where they were early on, what were they like?
Yeah, they were right in the slot. We worked hard for them. Anytime your third line scores a goal, I mean, that's always a plus because, you're trying to get them out there to basically check and, shut the other team down so your other two lines can really go. And they did a fantastic job at it, two sophomores and a freshman. My freshman just played, a regular line starting yesterday, and he did a great job. He's been showing me in practice so I could trust him, and he's been taking the necessary steps. So I told him, listen, now you got a full-time, slot on the left wing of the third line, and he got his first assist on the first goal. And they were right around the net, which I like. It shows that we're getting pucks in the net, and we're earning our second chances and playing hard in those critical areas. And then the empty net, that takes care of itself. But I'm pretty happy with the way we defended. They pulled their goalie with I think it was like 3:20 something to go in the third.
Mm-hmm.
So we played our box plus one almost the whole time, and they got a couple of chances in the 3 minutes, but I thought we defended very well.
Coach, traditionally, Winthrop, and I liken them to Gloucester a lot of times over the years, blue-collar guys, blue-collar kids, quick, fast, and strong, not necessarily giants, but what's the makeup of your team this year physically?
It's pretty much the same. It's, we're not big. Have a couple of big kids, but we're quick. We're playing with pace, which is what we have to do to, to offset the other areas where we're strong on pucks, we're quick on pucks. We're not gonna, we have been getting physical, which I do like, and we haven't been getting penalized that much, so they are pretty much clean. But I think our style is more, we got to get in there, we got to disrupt breakouts and be on pucks quick and get to those critical areas with a purpose and play hard there and win the walls. And, I think we've been doing a very good job at it for the most part. So it's pretty much, our makeup is pretty much playing with pace, not overly big. But with that pace, we're going to draw an awful lot of penalties if we're skating, and our power play's been very good.
And again, Dale, I have to ask you about overall team defense because it amazes me when you can get kids to play both ways, because especially the younger kids, man, you just want to go in and score. But to get these kids to come back, as you mentioned the other day, in all three areas, that's pretty impressive. And you guys have only given up 7 goals in 5 games. So once again, please tell me about the overall team defense concept.
Well, that's what we take the most pride in. You want to win a championship, you better be very good defensively, because you're going to be playing in one-goal hockey games, and if it's against good teams, you know, it's usually 2-1, 3-2 games. We've always, since I've taken over, I've always been a defense first guy. So our goals are traditionally usually like 1.5.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a commitment. And if they don't do it, then you know, obviously the one leverage I have over a player is you can tell them, you can show them, but until you take away his ice, that's when they get it.
Mm-hmm.
So unfortunately I had a junior yesterday set the whole game. And he just hasn't been, he hasn't been where he needs to be as a junior, and he, his commitment, you know, isn't where it needs to be as far as the team game. And, you know, the freshman plays his shift the whole game yesterday and will, because he proved to me he can. So until the other player shows me that, you know, he's back to making good decisions with the puck and away from the puck, you know, that's where you are in ice time. So our commitment is defense first, you know, playing well in our own zone, kicking it to the middle, and then, you know, earning your opportunities at the other end by playing solid defense, especially when the puck's turned over.
When you make decisions like that, Coach, during a game, is it something that leaps out at you right away, or does it happen sort of over the course of the game, or it could be either one?
Well, I missed the question.
When you look at a player and decide, okay, it's time for him to learn a lesson, does that happen, you know, is it something that's really outstanding all at once, or is it sort of it progresses over a period or two, and then you got to say, okay, I got to make a move?
I'm a practice guy, so games are about execution. Games are about, you know, they don't need to be hearing me, they've heard me all week.
Okay.
They'll hear the message during the week. So if the message isn't getting through during the week and it's creeping into the game, you know, it's not like I didn't warn you.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when I say, hey, grab a seat and call the next guy up, that's when you know that, you know, the message wasn't received, and until it is, that'll be his seat.
You know, it's
so
funny.
It's usually immediate for me.
I've been on both ends of the stick in baseball, and you know, when you get called out and have to sit down, man, you do, you seethe, but then you say, okay, well, maybe I got to work a little harder or whatever it might be. And then on the other hand, when you get to be called in for someone else, it's like, oh baby, this is good. I'm gonna play my heart out. So it's a great team sport, and it's part of education, I guess, Coach.
Oh, absolutely. It's the maturation process for a player is it's huge. And I think at the high school level, you know, you're sort of handcuffed. You don't play a lot of games. You don't play a lot of minutes. You know, so not like, you know, real junior hockey where you're playing maybe 65, 70 games. And you have the practice and the ice time and everything to evolve the game. You know, for a freshman, when I get a freshman, he's basically coming out of youth hockey.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not a whole lot of teaching going on there, especially to what we demand.
Right.
So a lot of my young players sit. They watch. You're going to learn an awful lot if you watch and you're learning in practice. And when you finally do earn that time, like a couple of players yesterday, you know, that's when you know and they know that, listen, I got my shot. I got my opportunity. Now it's what you do with it. If these guys want to be regulars in the lineup, every day they're going to have to come to the rink and prove themselves and, you know, to have the confidence that, hey, you're going to make mistakes. Just don't make the same one twice,
right,
or, you know, one that's going to go in the back of our net because you didn't, you know, you didn't do the right thing.
Well,
it's pretty much, you know, getting your players to really mature and making good decisions, manage the puck well, and communicate is a big thing for me. These kids don't talk a lot, and that's where mistakes creep in. So working together and maturing together is the key for us.
Wow, yeah, we've got to talk about that at some point. But I know that, again, Winthrop always hustles, and they're going, you know, traditionally 100 miles an hour all the time. And I think final question I have about that game and teaching, Dale, when you have younger kids who have talent and they make the varsity, but as you say, they don't have a lot of experience. Who works with fundamentals on them? Because you only have so much time at a practice. So how does that all, how do you phase that in, if certain fundamentals are missing?
Well, we try to, you know, we especially during the beginning of the year, we've had a lot of time off because we really haven't had a lot of games yet. And we'll pick, you know, there are certain days I have a mental health day that they don't even come to the rinks. Don't even come. You know, that's part of coaching. You have to recognize with your team, you know, the pulse of your team. If you had just had a tough game, you're beat up, you're sore. Sometimes it's good to give them a day off. You know, come back that following day ready to go after your day off. But if it's an offensive day, we're working on different things, different schemes, same with defense. So you try to creep in some one-on-ones, two-on-ones on an offensive day, three-on-twos. But I don't like I really teach the fundamentals within the game. I'm not going to just do drills for the sake of doing drills and just kill the rice time. So all the fundamentals we work on are within the team and the game scrimmage. So, you know, they know how to protect pucks. They know how to move pucks, play in those small areas where it's critical not to turn pucks over and, you know, in offense, getting pucks through and getting second chances, working down low to, you know, to beat you one-on-ones. So, you know, a lot of the time our fundamentals are done in the off season. And then when you're coming up into the regular season, we're just perfecting it.
Okay, you told me that before, and now it's registered. I totally get that, and I love it. It's awesome because the more you can play, the more you can play. It's way cool. You got Marblehead coming up now on Saturday, is that right?
Yep.
Okay, and that's at the Larson.
Yep.
Go ahead.
And Marblehead went to Upsala was a dog.
Absolutely. Well, and now
the coach against them at all last year because they had the COVID. So I'm looking forward to getting back behind the bench. You know, it's a great rivalry, and I have a lot of those kids in the off season, and they're great kids. They're really committed. Some real good hockey players over there. Some great kids. So. You know, although it's a fierce rivalry, it's a good rivalry. It's respectful, and you know, I think an awful lot of the Marblehead players, the parents, I've got to know quite a bit of them over the years, and you know, I expect nothing else than a real dogfight on Saturday.
Absolutely, and they're right behind you in the standings too. So it should be a great game. And finally, Dale, I have to ask you because in a little warm up, you told me you went to the Winter Classic. It's the first time I have seen it. I watched it on television, and I was just blown away by everything. Tell me about what it was like for you at the game the other day.
Well, the NHL really hit a home run. You know, I think the second time you do it, and obviously they love the historical venues like Fenway. They really, really didn't miss a detail. They did a great job, with everything, all the fan interaction over the 2 days prior to the game, you know, meeting players, meeting the alumni, you know, going down to the fan fest at City Hall. I mean, they just did a tremendous job at marketing how great the sport really is. And, you know, to see all the greats there. You got to see Ray, talking to Ray, always there.
Ray who? Do I know this? Ray? Ray?
Ray Book.
Yeah, exactly. That's awesome.
He's the best. He's the nicest guy you'll ever meet.
Mm-hmm.
It was great to see all the faces walking around. Saw Chara, saw Rask, saw Uncle. It was a great venue. And I love the way the players came in the old Red Sox uniform.
Wasn't that cool? Yeah.
That was unbelievable. Unbelievable.
That looked awesome. And the fake snow and everything. And then, you know, the ceremonial puck drop or whatever it was.
Just a well thought out. Any kinks they had before were not there this time. They maximized everything all around the ballpark. Just everything. They did a tremendous job at it, and obviously, whenever you can get weather that's like that, I mean, that's a grand slam, no pun intended.
There you go. Yeah, and I was reading about some of the players in the Globe who talked about it, you know, Bergeron and Foligno and others, they get the historical aspect of it. They get they understand the heritage of the game, I guess.
Absolutely.
And I mean the game of hockey, not just the Winter Classic.
They're fans of baseball. I mean, they understand the Red Sox history. They understand, you know, a lot of these guys are multi-sport athletes growing up. So,
oh, yeah.
you know, if you're a baseball fan, I mean, are you kidding me? You're in Fenway Park. We played bobblehead there, oh my God, it's gotta be 15 years ago. And that was a great, you know, experience for us to be able to go out and play bobblehead in Fenway. So, you know, it's just a great tradition, great experience for everybody involved.
Nothing like pond hockey, Coach, but I gotta ask you once again, to me, again, one of the main spark plugs on the goals was Taylor Hall. He just plays a great two-way game.
Yep. Taylor will put pressure on you offensively, and he'll put pressure on you defensively. He's really, you know, turned into an all well-rounded player. Plays all three zones, and let's face it, speed kills. I mean, when he puts the jets on, it's pretty hard to
continue. He is something, and man, puck control, good lord. Dale, thank you so much. Hopefully we can talk next week. And again, congratulations on such a great start for your Vikings.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Coach. Take care. Bye-bye. That is Dale Dunbar, who was the Winthrop High School hockey coach and an NHL agent. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.